All right. So hopefully there's a bit of voice left after last night's excesses. And I think it's the same for everyone. So it's not my regular voice. Usually it's a bit higher. So thank you for joining me today. So I want to present a new tool called Deja Code, which is a tool that can help manage SBOM. And we'll go through that. Agenda, quick word about me and the project at large. We'll show you some of the features of the tool, and then I'll go to a demo. So about me, I like to think I'm on a mission to make it easier to reuse free and open source software. And that means removing any obstacles that are in the way, with its license, security issues, and eventually in the future, quality, sustainability are related. I lead this project called About Code, which has many subparts, including well-known scan code and also package URLs. I don't know how many of you know about this or ever used it in any way, shape, or form. Show of hand. Yeah! Great. So I'm speaking and preaching to the choir. And this is my technical advisor. It's a family rescue puppy. She's 6 years old. And he decided that he better spend his time on my keyboard, which is not easy. So sometime, if we're chatting and you see really like weird stuff going on, that must be him. So about code. It's open source tools, but also open data. And I think that makes a big difference. We're trying to focus on providing as much as possible low-level primary tools to do scanning, origin detection, and provide voluntary data. I'm one of the original co-founders of SPDX. I also contribute to CycloneDX, and I hope sometime I'll be able to bring the two together. I'm also co-founder of ClearDefined, and I try to contribute to many other tools. We're supported and blessed to be supported by quite a few of your companies, so that's awesome. And we have a company behind that just provides services to help sustain the work. Most of our work is about, in fact, sustaining the development of the tools. So the problem, just to frame it the way I like to think of it, is we now can develop software using components that we can assemble. It's going to be even worse or even better after the use of generative AI. And it's very easy to forget where the codes come from. And we need to know where it's from, what's the license, security, and in the future, other things. There's a big problem in software composition analysis is that there's been a huge amount of investment from VCs. We're talking about in the range of about $1.5 billion fucking dollars, right? And all of this is to eventually milk and mine free and open source software so you pretend to make it safer and easier to use for large corporates. I have nothing against that, but I think we need, as a community, to come together to bring better tools and what I'm trying to do. So the About Code stack, three components, three parts. One, which is a bunch of low-level tools that can find where the code comes from. That's the SCA tools. A management app, Deja Code, that we're going to look at today. And three components in the knowledge base, which is a database of license, which is built on top of SPDX for anything that doesn't go into SPDX, which is the last I looked, the largest database of license this side and this quadrant of the galaxy. So it's not too shabby, at least open database. Database of package metadata, files and fingerprints, and a database of vulnerabilities. And just a word on the vulnerability side, I'm surprised because we're trying to get the data upstream from the source. And it's very clear that nobody did it in many cases before. We went to ask Debian people, what's the license of your vulnerability data? Nobody ever asked. We went to ask the Nginx folks, what is the meaning of your advisory's vulnerability range? it took us 2 months to understand, back and forth with the Nginx maintainers. Nobody ever had asked them. Last week, we were in discussion with the folks from glibc. They became a CNA recently, so they're allowed to assign CVs. They published advisories. Obviously, never anyone had asked them how to parse this stuff, because we're the first, and we're doing a back and forth, so we're helping them also for the community at large, making this a bit easier to do. So, I'll put the slide online, and I won't go into all the details. Something of interest on the SA tools beyond ScanCode is a new tool for doing code matching. Code matching is you have a big index, and you're able to find, based on fingerprints, whole package, files, and eventually approximate files down to the elusive snippet. But we're doing it in a very different way that's been done by existing tools, so that's worth looking at. And of course, package URL. On the data, just a quick look at where we stand. There's a big problem we have right now is how we can share this data efficiently. So we received a bit of funding from the EU for that. And we're building a system where we can federate the data to massively share it without keeping the control of it. That's, again, not our intent to keep the control of this. Eventually, you could think of it as something like a federated open footfax for code. So déjà code. The point is you can import SPDX, CycloneDX. You can generate CycloneDX and SPDX, and you can aggregate that in a product. So you can combine all of these, but you can also enrich it. So you can say, hey, you know, I received this SBOM. Maybe it was generated by Gripe or Sift, and it's missing license data, which is a common occurrence. And I press a button, and voila, I get the stuff scanned. Let me show you an example. So that's déjà code. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm cutting a bit for the chase. You know, I have a product here, an example product. I have a bunch of files there, package actually. And if I want these to be scanned, I just say, you know, scan all the packages. And it will eventually fill in the blanks for a license. But it's also doing the same for vulnerabilities. And if we look at the inventory of packages, well, this one doesn't have too much information in terms of vulnerabilities. Let me look at another example, which may be a bit more interesting. Oh yes, Log4j. No, that there. Yeah, that's a good one. That's true. Well, it's another one here. So this is an example here. It shows up. It looked up vulnerabilities and a bunch of log4back vulnerabilities. The integration we are doing is with the open data we have with vulnerable code. So if you drill down on the package, you have details about the vulnerability. And eventually, you can zoom in on the details. The interesting things we do with the vulnerability data, as I said, we aggregate data from many sources. That includes all the GitHub, GitLab, NVD, Google data, and many upstream sources. And we're trying to compare and contrast them so we can find what is actually the correct data. It's a clusterfuck of mess. You have databases that make up packages. Not a big deal. Nobody uses them. But in terms of trust in the data, it's you have incorrect version ranges, more often than not, different databases don't agree on which package is vulnerable and which one is fixing the stuff. So you're like, on the receiving end, if you're in a security team, you have your eyes to cry and you're going to spend your life doing triage of low quality data. So we're not fully there yet, but we're trying to. So for instance, you see here you have a vulnerability identified by a Perl for an instance of the package in Debian, but also at Maven. So that gives you a bit of an idea of what we can do there. So let me go back briefly to the side. So you can import SPDX, import CycloneDX. One thing we don't do yet is Vex, being able to provide effective statement of if the usage of certain packages which are vulnerable in my products or applications are vulnerable effectively. But that's on the roadmap. In particular, one thing that's great is that there's a format called CSAF, and it's essentially based on Perl. I've discussed a lot with the folks that promote this. So there's a lot of low impedance between what we have there in terms of data model and what exists in CSAF, for instance. OpenVex is also based on Perl, and so is the Cyclone DX format for Vex. Where are we next? So yeah, so that's a product. The data model is composed of products, which is typically what you think as a product or application. You can have many of them, you can have versions. We like to track Deja Code itself there. And you can see we change license, we're not always open source. And it's much more comfortable to have every piece of code and open source and data open source, except one, which is my passwords and keys. But everything else that works. So you can do comparisons between versions. You can see what's been added, removed, changed. So it's a rich data model. You have components, which is a way to combine together things which will be typically what you think as a component is maybe one or more package that you reuse as a block of construction in your product construction set. You have licenses, owners, a bunch of tools for reporting, LDAP integration, everything you would expect from a decent enterprise between quote grade app that you want to use for this kind of purpose. And that's it. Questions? Go ahead.
How do you see yourself in contrast to OWASP dependency trend?
So,
to my understanding, you lack VAX, but you're stronger on the license side.
So the question is, I repeat for the audience, how do I see Deja Code in contrast with dependency track? So they're good buddies. We have a slightly different way. First, the UI is white, as opposed to the default UI, which is black on dependency track. I hate dark mode, personally. And each time there's someone that comes with a contribution to put dark mode, we eventually find a way to redirect it to more positive energies. But so that's one thing. That's a big difference. Technically, so the dependency track is essentially doing similar things. I guess the big difference is whether you're based on product and packages versus your focus is more vulnerabilities. Here, you could think of it as a way to manage your package and component inventories across multiple products. You can do custom reporting, these kind of things. But yes, there's probably a lot of similarities. Another tool with which we may have quite a few similarities would be Software 360. Now, at the lower level, which one does what exactly, it's difficult to say. I know the folks of Dependency Track are working. They reached out to me to integrate the data we have on vulnerable code. So eventually, maybe they all level up, and that's great. You know, we're not in a competition mode. We collaborate. And we share as much as we can, and let the best tool win. And there's probably people that prefer dark mode and people prefer light mode.
Okay. So,
other questions? Oh, thank you.
If you have multiple licenses and you have an and here,
yes,
it technically means an or.
No.
In some kinds.
No. In the case of this, at the top level package, all the licenses apply because you have different chunks.
So
one
you
part.
Have also the case that it's more.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.